Scum. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Late Night Low Fidelity, with or without.
Bitterberg, you said with or without, you stuttered, I didn't know what to do.
We have guests in the house.
Introduce yourselves.
Tyranny.
Good. Few featured really good artists that I found. I'm choosing to share with you degenerates. Dylan PC. We've also got a ghost in the studio tonight. A literal ghost is messing with us right now. I don't even believe in ghosts, but it's happening. Also, Dylan PC, Pleasure Club, really good stuff that's playing right now. Leave, Currents is a really great tape. You should check it out. At least listen to it. I can't say you should buy it. And I wouldn't tell you to buy it. But I'm not going to tell you to steal it either. But you should in a world where that's not illegal. Anyway, what's up with y'all?
Matt, tell the people who do you respect?
Will Manson.
Why do you respect Will Manson?
He's just way good that gets by.
It's not a bad reason.
It's honestly impressive.
Well, do you share this respect for Matt?
I share the respect for myself.
That's half the battle, I guess. I want to hear the story of how you two met. The first moment you guys locked eyes and knew you'd be friends forever.
Man. That shit was magical, dude. It was at a party. Like all romances start.
A little too much to drink?
Nah.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's not common with Will. How did you meet Joe, dude?
It was first day of school, like at the football field while they were doing their orientation dance. I sat down next to him. He was hunched over
the stadium.
Sad, almost on the verge of tears.
I was not on the verge of tears. I just didn't want to be there.
I think it was an American Spirit. Like I was smoking an American Spirit next to PJ, and he was looking at me all funny. But I knew he was all right. You know, I saw a gander in his eye, and then we hung out and we chilled and we bonded, and now we're an unbreakable force with a radio show. Sometimes it's as simple as that.
I don't remember meeting you.
I think we must have met at the table.
Yeah, but I was blacked out.
Yeah, but I took advantage.
Yeah.
And then I made you my friend. For those of you who don't know, the table near Conway and K-Mine, the little table, that's Manson's table that I was able to visit sometimes. But anyone that sits there know you are sitting at Manson's table.
In any stairs anywhere on campus, they're mine.
Joe owns the stairs. And I own the sky. Joe, who are we sponsored by?
We're sponsored by
Jewel.
Alex Jones. Smokey the Bear. We got Smokey Bear.
PewDP.
Fig Newtons.
I haven't gotten any Fig Newtons, so I'm
I'm like that one. No, we're not sponsored by figs.
No. Until they pay up.
You hit up that email.
No.
We wait for people to reach out to us. We don't want to.
Yeah, we don't.
Like, you know,
we don't need.
Who's getting endorsed?
Signing up for endorsements from a couple.
Who's doing that?
Dude, no one else is doing this. Am I the only one?
Do you do this? Are you sponsored? Yeah. Who are you sponsored by?
No one yet.
Who are you gonna get sponsored by?
Hopefully Coca-Cola.
But for doing what? Usually people are either athletes or have a talent.
Just being me. But why are you choosing Coca-Cola?
Why would Coca-Cola choose you?
They can offer it. Like,
For the Sprite?
For the
Sprite.
For the
Coke?
Coke.
Coca-Cola.
What do you think is your greatest skill, man?
My empathy.
Oh, yeah?
Towards others.
It's not a bad answer. You think...
My mad control skills, dude.
Yeah. You are a sick paper. You think you relate to, like, the god or the devil more?
The devil.
Yeah, I just wanted to hear him say that.
Success is a mindset. Will mill. Dash out of demand. Dash with.
Dash. Burning like I'm holding toast and rock like I'm on a boat. On you like a overcoat. Yes. Fans like a overdose. Yeah. I'll be right voices. Here. Yeah, there's voices from outside. Today, we're doing an interesting type of show in the way that the door keeps on opening. I don't have headphones, so it's hard for me to kind of understand what's going on. Yeah, Manson hasn't heard anything for days. There's people. Yeah, it's an on show.
No. I assume not. Somebody might check in on us. If you want, you can join the conversation, 610-330-5316, but I'd rather you didn't. Nah, it's alright. You can call. No, seriously, 610-330-5316. I'm just playing.
That's what we do here. We play, we make jokes, it's all fun and games.
Yeah.
No one's getting hurt.
Slater gets touched.
By whom? Well, you know we're on the radio right now? Yeah, hey!
Hey.
Hey.
Conditioning can be good. Conditioning can be evil.
Did you think it was some kind of game?
She was so
all
good.
I have to say. Ashton Kutcher's a hero.
I love that song.
He got rich off pranked. That's what made him. He pranked other people. He would do weird things like, hey, dude, there's a midget in your car. And then he got famous and rich. You know?
Prank, bro!
Are you an actor, Kutcher fan? That's not bad. Who is your favorite actor? I'm curious to know.
That boy's got talent.
Or maybe a director. Or even a movie. First thing that comes to mind when I say film to you is... Harry Potter, yeah. What do you think? This leads into an interesting segue. Are you guys familiar with the Emma Watson controversy? He's very familiar, but are you familiar with the controversy, Mr. Manson?
Controversy
is, Emma Watson identifies as a feminist.
Okay.
And she recently posed for a magazine with her breastises out.
Oh, yeah, so
there's a lot of controversy. People are saying you can't be a feminist and show your hooters like that.
What?
I know. It's what? What?
Isn't that what feminism is?
Yeah, I feel like that is like the... You can just do whatever you want. It's the core of it.
Scared of it. Keep that shit closed.
I don't like it. The door keeps... This is terrible here. We shouldn't be here.
But,
No, I haven't... Make my demands and I don't do it like an asshole. Pivot like an axe. What do you think? Answer the question about Emma Watson. What do you think of her? Is she a feminist?
Yeah,
I think she's a capitalist more than anything.
Yeah,
she is raking in that. She's raking in that dough, and her agent is definitely raking in the dough too. Doing a good job.
Less clothing.
I mean, have you Have you ever seen Memoirs of a Geisha? No? Okay. Well, anyway.
Shut up, Joe.
No, listen. Listen, hear me out. So, in the culture, the geisha culture, if the geisha is a virgin, which they generally are supposed to be, or preferably would be, during training, they can sell off their virginity for, like, a lot of money, and a lot of time buy their freedom, and then be a geisha and be a free agent, basically. And what were we just talking about?
Emma Watson.
This is basically what she's doing. No. Listen. This is basically what she's doing. She was like a Harry Potter character, like Disney-esque, and it's like she can sell sex for so much right now. Go ahead, Emma Watson. Take that check. It might corrupt you, but...
Why would it corrupt her?
I mean, if she wants to do it, it literally doesn't matter.
Why would it corrupt her?
The money?
No, anything. Why can't she do that?
I'm not talking about the action. I'm talking about the money, boy.
Why do you hate women, though?
What? Okay, I don't hate women. I'm literally saying she should be able to do this.
I know, but your eyes are saying she should be locked up.
What?
The people at home can't see you. You're an angry man.
I'm angry because I want the jewel.
Oh.
Yeah.
My mom says Emma Watson was sexualized at 14 and it was awful.
Hogwarts outfits weren't really that.
Yeah, Mom, what are you talking about?
They weren't
don't
too provocative.
Don't text me, Mom. Don't fucking text me like that and embarrass me on the show.
I just think her, like, to do something that's this has this much shock factor is really actually good for publicity. I think it's a good move in the end, and honestly, haters really do get you far. Kanye is a prime example. Someone with no talent can get that far just by making so many people hate him. See, and no, this is why. Because you get people like that get so crazy defensive that they actually start repping him. They're like, we got rep Kanye because he got so many haters. And he makes so much money off you buying his ever-priced products or whatever.
He made Ultralight Beam, man. We on an Ultralight Beam.
Ultralight Beam. I don't think I've even heard that song. And if I did, I don't remember it. It wasn't worth remembering.
Matt, educate him. Top Kanye albums. Spit it to the public.
808s and Hard to Praise.
808s.
Jesus. High school dropout.
Matt doesn't like Kanye. He's got a brain.
Oh.
Raps later.
Give me a topic.
Spaghetti.
Yo.
But do not rap the Eminem.
You don't want me to do the Eminem?
No, don't do the Eminem, but rap on the spaghetti.
Alright, I was gonna do Eminem. Yo, spaghetti, no sauce, feeling lost in the forest, about to go home, about to hit the dome, about to sit on my throne, gotta glass gnome in the yard, loft we roll hard, gonna go far in Joseph's car, just like Skizzy Marr, shout out to him, all he do is win, I just wanna grip, all I wanna do is sin.
It's very nice, Slater.
Just
it's like when your kid brings you in one of those macaroni plates arts and it's just like just assorted macaronis. It's really great. I really am glad that you figured out how to glue stuff.
Is it not like if you were to receive that from someone that's important to you, you would put it on your fridge or something because you just love that person so much?
Oh yeah, no, you know it's going to be recorded forever, Slater.
Yeah.
But that's really great, Slate.
Manson has hand up. Manson, shut
what?
Up!
Okay, yeah!
Rhymes are steady, wheat meat, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. That's that mom spaghetti, he nervous. But on the surface, he look calm and ready to drop on. But he keep on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd rose so loud, the opportunity's out. Time's up over now, snap back to reality. Oh, the cold gravity, oh, he's so mad that he won't back. Yep. It kind of fits over everything, doesn't it?
It honestly does. It's a good way to just test the beat.
Do all raps work like that? Can you just rap things?
I mean...
Do you know any verses? Like, I can rap... Let me try I'm Going In by Lil Weezy.
Yeah.
Hello, motherfucker. Hey, hi, how you doing? It's Weezy F, baby, and I'm a fucking shoo-in. I'm going... That's not the actual thing, though. I forgot it. It's too long ago. Do you know Mac Miller Diablo? He used to be able to rap that. Manson, you got any bars off the dome?
Nah.
To go
do you have anything of use to this show?
Or yeah, you ask me anything, bro.
Ask you anything?
Ask me anything.
Should you? Is it better to take the easy road if it means hurting less people, or the harder road if you hurt some people along the way but you reach great heights?
The harder road, definitely, dude.
Yeah.
People are gonna get hurt. Yeah. Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Nice.
Dude, what if we stayed up till like 4:20 in the morning and then had a party then? What if?
Then class would be hard tomorrow.
Oh, true, Joseph! True!
that was good, Slate.
Yo.
Yeah.
Joseph, enlighten us.
About what?
About Pizzagate.
I don't want to. We've talked about Pizzagate twice on this
forget
show.
Forget Pizzagate.
They know about Pizzagate.
If they don't,
they already know.
I don't even care.
Yeah. What's like something more current? More happening?
Nothing, dude. There's nothing going
Trump
on.
Trump called his healthcare plan the world's greatest healthcare plan of 2017. That's the official name of it. What do you think of that?
That's pretty funny.
Especially it's not that great because it doesn't help out poor people that well. Yo, little doobie in the grass. Shit too good to pass. End of the song, hit the bong all day long. Oh, okay, I just gave Joseph a migraine.
Listen to this song. It's the title song.
That was Dylan PC, band I was talking about earlier, again. So Manson, who did you vote for?
Well, let me start out by saying, every single year, every single winter, in the corner of my living room, you want to know what you could find?
What?
Christmas tree.
You know, that's the hallmark of a good upbringing right there.
So who did I vote for?
Yeah, who'd you vote
for? I'll let you decide.
If he has a Christmas tree, who do you think?
Well, tell me the story. What do you mean, let me decide?
Dude, I don't know.
The listeners don't know anything about you or what has happened to you.
I'd say that's pretty generic, dude.
And I pressed both because I was going back and forth, couldn't make up my mind. And ultimately, I don't remember. The woman was like, hurry up and submit it. And I just submitted it.
So you were pressured by the voting system.
By the system.
To make a decision when you were just trying to make it at random.
Not at random. I was deciding.
You were indecisive.
I was indecisive, but I was deciding.
You ended the day at indecisive, though, because you didn't make a choice.
Yes.
And you didn't even check who it was when you ended up submitting it? And also, like, I thought you knew who, what you wanted going into it.
But did I?
That's the thing about you, Will.
I don't know
who you are.
I was very unsure. I was a lost human being.
Were you?
I was troubled back then.
You definitely lost now, though. Are you found?
I'm lost now more than ever.
Yeah.
If you could do it again, would you still go in there and vote?
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's interesting. You go in having an idea of who you want to vote for. You get so confused during the voting that looking back on it, you really wish you didn't vote.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's a good way to listen.
Seems like a bad process to me.
Yeah.
Absentee isn't bad. You just kind of figure it out, fill out your application, and
the travels of Lil Manson.
Manson, which are your places in the world? Because, you know, there's a lot of places in the world, but I'm assuming that there's a few you, for some reason, could not go to.
I am not allowed at, yes.
Where can you go?
Geneva, New York.
Do you want to supply the reasons, or you just feel like sharing the places? That's up to you.
I can supply all the reasons. Drunk and disorderly.
Like the whole town? New York?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
It kind of just didn't want me there. Chuck E. Cheese's on Post Road. I choked a kid with the playpen balls.
Yeah. He was asking for it, yeah?
Yo, dude. Yeah. He fucking stole my coins.
How are you supposed to play the games with no coins?
Exactly.
A lot of fights are happening in Chuck E. Cheese's.
The Applebee's and Nuro.
Do you have, like, weird information that we don't know about?
Yeah, no. There was just, like, two recent, like, brawls that broke out in a Chuck E. Cheese.
You
know, I think
you on World Star?
No, I'm sure it was on World Star, but I don't remember where I saw that. I was just browsing the news.
The news? I was just on the news, and it wasn't a website.
Slater, I don't need all this. I'll cut off the mic real quick.
You have no control here. This is my show.
No, it's with Slater Stark. It's my show.
With or without
with Slater Stark.
Before we started talking, the computer screens came on, and there's a scary.
Yeah, the Slenderman treescape is the background.
He's alive.
It just came on all of a sudden. I'm not really sure how comfortable I feel in this studio anymore. I'm going to start having to broadcast from the safety of my room.
It's funny to think about, though. Someone did
or
this
my bunker.
Hoping to make people with radio shows uncomfortable, probably. And they succeeded, I think.
I bet you I can put an image in the background that will make some radio hosts a lot more uncomfortable than
Joseph,
Slenderman.
What would that image be?
Something I can't say without the FCC coming after me.
Well, we don't need that right now.
Oh, you guys almost got another yell. There's definitely something going on down here tonight.
Yeah.
It's weird.
We'll make it out, though, I think.
No, dude, I was thinking... I'm
getting so many sounds and, like...
I stay for, like, 30 minutes, but I don't know if I'm leaving or
what. I know, man.
It's pretty sketchy.
I'm gonna head out soon.
The ball and chain, I would be back.
Matt, what is your favorite thing about the radio show so far? It is, right? You can say your mind, speak your mind, sit in these relatively comfy chairs with people you feel comfortable with. It's not a bad experience.
Yeah, I've been pretty empty-minded, though. I've had almost nothing intellectual to say on the radio.
Yeah. Well, we could change that very quickly. Who is your favorite philosopher?
Joseph Schieber.
Joseph Schieber. Right. What's a key principle that you relate to or agree with this Schieber character?
Do not disrespect him.
Schieber?
I'll come across the table real quick.
Where are these threats coming from? I am the jewel.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Say it again.
Schieber! No, it's not.
He's going for it. He's going for it.
No, stop. Just wait. Just wait. No, just wait. No! Your fists are harder than Will's.
I put respect on that name, real quick.
Yeah.
Go on, Matt.
I was first gonna say that you gotta respect the bow tie, man.
Gotta respect it.
No disrespect on the bow tie. But also, dude, he just shows, like, good compassion to all his students, and I don't think he discriminates to anybody in the class, regardless of how much they try or who they are and where they came from.
Sounds like an okay type of guy to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smart guy, dude.
He's so smart that you cannot know what point you're trying to make and just kind of like babble something. He'll figure out what you were trying to say in an eloquent way and then like give it back to you.
Explain it to the whole class.
Yeah. And he doesn't even judge you. He's great.
Yeah, good guy.
Oh, we got Brian listening. El Chapo. I miss El Chapo. Shout out, Brian. Since you have left,
can't wait to see you.
We have formed a bike gang. Where it's me, Josh.
We're biking all the time.
And Dan Wiley, although Dan Wiley's fighting terrorists.
Yeah, right now he's gonna graduate basic in 3 days, 2 days, I guess.
Shout out to Logan, who got depressed after getting cut from tennis. He woke up at like 6 or 7 in the morning to play on Sundays. And Sundays are not an easy day for a young man to wake up. And I respect it. He tried to make the team. He didn't make it. Varsity basketball didn't go his way this year either. He doesn't really have much going his way. But, you know, he's living. And
just like his older
he's surviving.
Brother.
No! No. Josque said you were... Logan, if you're listening, which I think you might be. Josque said you were funnier than me. Which hurt my...
You're
hurt
just
me.
An improved version of Slate.
But he doesn't even know you. He watched that masculinity video Chloe made, and he assumes that you're funnier than me. Do you? I wonder if you think you're funnier than me. Because you're not. Because you're a loser. Because you're a bitch. No. No, you're not. No. No, 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 no.
Slater, you're about to get outdone by your youngin'.
You don't know me like that, bro. Give me back the jewel.
This is a good song.
We'll be right back.
Oh, you want me to spit? I can't hear the music when you do this.
Yeah.
Yo, go online. Looking for a dime that be real fine, slate slime. I repeat one line after the other. I turn your friend into my brother. He'll join my side and leave yours. I hate Adam and I hate Durs. Workaholics is only mildly funny. After she sniffed the yayo, her nose gets runny.
Waiting for your love, though.
So that was Steppin' Over Hearts by Insightful. I had a song by Insightful in the last show too. Another one of the artists that you might want to take a look at. Really good. Next is Sosi. Also played this on the last show. It's just some decent tracks. So
shout out Tyler Serling. He's more of a father figure than a friend. He showed me what's good, what's bad, what's happy, what's sad. Take it away, Joe. Your girl looked like Jane Fonda. Yo, in England with my bloke, took a toke like Al Roke. In, I go in like a wheat bin, then I throw it in the bin. Missed hit my boy's shin, resulted in a grin. Next thing you know, walking down the street, ball like Pistol Pete, ain't no meat on grade. Got an ear for the queer sounds, homebound on ground. Possibilities are endless. Spring break's coming up soon, and you can do whatever you want. I'm gonna throw the biggest party New York's ever freaking seen. I'm talking, we're gonna have bunk beds in every room. In my house, we have them in one room. We're gonna have them in every room. There's gonna be appliances abundant. There's gonna be ample sources for everyone to reach out to and grasp, whether it be social outlets or physical objects to play with. There's gonna be entertainment of the highest variety. I'm talking singers, dancers, lingerie women, lingerie men, lingerie animals, animals that are there for comforting purposes if you're uncomfortable, animals that are there to make you uncomfortable. It's going to be a lot of great stuff at this party, but what I need most of all is you. More than half of my outfit is Adidas right now. Ain't no slob, get the job. With my voice, that's a mob.
That'll show 'em.
You're not even on.
That'll show 'em. That'll really show 'em. Next time they try to mess with me with some crazy backgrounds, they'll know.
So he says to me, if you insert that card into that computer, the whole computer's gonna crash. He tells me the entire computer's gonna crash with my card. I gotta plug this card into a computer, and the whole thing's gonna crash.
If you don't do it fast enough, they might come out of the computer and actually take over your intestine.
I need more teeth for my collection.
Anyone that's listening, I doubt. How many viewers realistically do you think are listening right now? Who's that? Who's knocking at the door?
Probably six.
Probably.
And I don't mean the number six. I just mean the abstract
concept of six.
Concept of six. Not even the quantity.
Yeah.
Just it being a number.
But six.
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 Listeners.
Viewers.
If you're there, I love you. If you were here right now, I'd probably give you a back massage. But I probably couldn't actually do that right now because I have to work the board.
I'd be silly. It'd be straight. If you were giving someone a back massage, it'd be silly. Yeah, clear your throat with the jewel. That's always the clean way to do that.
Had a nice playlist tonight. I put the playlist, most of it together in like probably like 20 minutes, 15 minutes. It didn't take
our too banter long. Wasn't as witty as it could have been, but I think the playlist made
they
up
were
for
sleepy.
It.
I'm sleepy. You're sleepy. It's been a hard week. We're on hump day evening, so it's kind of nice because we're like the weekend of the pre-weekend, right?
When people say hump day, I like to imagine a mountain of the forest, maybe a mountain of the hella. And when you're climbing that mountain, Wednesday's the top of the mountain. You stand on the mountain, like, you're looking out over the... Oh, shut up! Shut up, Max, come on.
Whoa!
And you're at the top of the mountain. And you're looking around, you see the forest behind you. You're like, whoa, I just climbed this whole thing. This is kind of cool. We got a good point right now. And then, you put one foot in front of the other, you trip, you start falling down the mountain. It's Thursday. You know, you're tumbling, you're hurting yourself. You're not so happy. But then you get to the bottom of the mountain. You realize you only got one broken leg. It's Friday. And then you can walk off. But there's an endless amount of mountains and that you never have to stop climbing. And you're always going to hurt yourself. I removed my dentist teeth. Now I'm laughing, you know?
My sister recently joined the workforce in the dental industry, and she doesn't take kindly to it when I say that the dental industry is a scam. I don't actually mean it, but it's a good way to rile her up.
Do you go to the dentist?
I haven't been to a dentist for like maybe more than 2 years.
Do you think if you went, you'd have a cavity?
No, I don't have a cavity. I've never had a cavity.
If you're not getting yourself checked, it's hard to know.
I floss.
We have a caller. Woo! Yes, 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 yes.
What's good?
Yo.
Yo, yo. Turn up his voice, bro. Is this TJ?
Yeah, man. What's up?
How you doing, homeboy? This is TJ, the man from the last show, rejoining us. How you doing, TJ, baby?
Good.
Oh, is that Miss Casey?
Right a bit. Yeah, Miss Casey. Hey,
Casey,
babe.
Can I ask you a couple questions?
Babe, you can ask me as many questions as you like.
Casey, I want to know how would you define which is more powerful, love or hate?
I think love is more powerful. Love makes you do crazy fucking things.
But couldn't hate make you do some crazy things?
It can, but I think hate is unnatural for humans, you know? Like, it's natural to love. You can still hate powerfully, but that's not, well, maybe if you're a sociopath, but that shouldn't be your natural state of being, you know? It's fucked up.
Do you think Ray Troll had any hate in him, or was he all love?
That man had only love for sharks. He loved sharks. You know, he was jolly. That dude's from Alaska, Slater. Who does he have to hate?
I guess he kind of
Sarah Palin's
he hates
Alaska.
The people that make the people, people that made Swamp Monsters that didn't credit him properly or show him in the movie.
Okay.
They probably hate
Sarah. Maybe he feels like, you know,
fuck Swamp Monsters.
Maybe he feels, you know, like they did him wrong, but I don't think he hates them.
That's true. I read your blog post on him, and I found it very frank and insightful. I think Andy appreciates the frankness. When he reads that you were bored and then that you were not bored, I think he's going to find it an exciting story.
Okay, let's take a bet right now. $1.
Well, I don't actually think he reads them.
That he mentions it tomorrow. That he mentions my blog post tomorrow.
Well, whether he mentions it or not, he's going to be staring at you.
That, you're not wrong. What's your next question?
All right, next question. Moving on. Joe, do you have a question for Young? Have you met Casey?
I've met Casey.
You've met Casey.
At least distantly.
Yeah, you've seen Casey from
afar.
Yeah,
I know who Casey is.
All right, ask Casey a question.
Casey, wow. Get loose and let your hand. I don't have many questions tonight, I'm sorry. But
you're
I'm going to think
words,
of one.
Aren't you? Casey, your voice is stuck.
Yeah, no, it's... Yeah, you've got me.
That's okay. I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah, no, well,
Casey, who do you compare yourself to? Like, which famous person are you, like, similar to?
That's really hard, man.
That's what we do on the show. We ask
I like to compare myself to Kanye because there's only one of me. There's only one Kanye. And, like, I don't think I'm a god, but I strive to be godlike.
I think you're pretty close to godlike.
I mean,
you're as close to the person here is.
Yeah, there's probably...
Like,
God,
thank you. Like a minor deity, maybe. And the thing is like, he definitely believes himself to be, like, the supreme ruler, creator. Like, I know I'm not that, but, like, it's a good ambition to have, you know?
Yeah.
If the sky's the limit, then you can't fall. That's what I always say.
And you can't, yeah. If you fall, you're still fucking cool.
Yeah. Was TJ still there?
Yeah, TJ's still here. Let's get TJ back on.
TJ, I got a question for you.
What's up? What's happening?
Which safety in the NFL do you base your game around most?
Nobody?
Nobody. You have a unique game. What do you think is the most unique part of your game?
The intimidation factor. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Outside of football, what do you dominate the most?
Life.
Yeah.
Life. I don't know. I like art. I don't know. All types of art.
Dominating art ain't a bad thing to dom.
Definitely not.
Ooh. All right, guys, we're gonna wrap up the show. Do you guys have a song request to end the show with? Is this Mo?
Yeah, it is Mo.
Mo the Messiah.
What's
oh
up?
My goodness.
How you doing?
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Chilling.
Yeah, we're just chilling right now. Yeah, we're designing a jacket.
Oh, that's what. That's actually cool.
Yeah, I'm painting right now.
Do you have anything that you can just drop on people? Anything that you've been thinking about that you just want to get out there?
Drop some knowledge.
Yo, I gotta drop some knowledge. I've been thinking about, life and passions and shit like that,
Yeah.
And, how shit affects, how people do shit in life. And it's like, sure, you should search for things in life. But when you get too obsessed with trying to define yourself with a passion, it's almost reverses, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because then you put yourself in a box. So I say, I wouldn't say don't follow your passions, but just know that there's more to life than passions. It's like some extra energy shit, but you know what I'm saying? Like some adventure.
Yeah, and I think people also got to put more emphasis on the journey. You know, like once you get to something, that's great, but getting there
is all about the journey, man.
Yeah.
It's all about the journey, man.
You got to keep going. It's all about the journey.
Yeah, man.
Thank you. Appreciate that, man.
Yo, word.
Mo always spits the truth. I don't think, have you ever told a lie, Mo?
I've told several lies in my life before, and but I wasn't proud of it.
He's telling the truth right now.
Yeah, exactly. You strive for the truth, and that's what matters.
I wasn't proud of it, but you live and you learn, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
All right, Mo, we're about to end the show. Do you have a song you want us to end it out on?
Yo, I've been bumping Valerie by Amy Winehouse all day. I came in and everybody that asked me that question played Valerie by Amy Winehouse.
All right, man. That sounds pretty good. We're going to drop that in a second. It has been wonderful talking to you boys. I can't wait to see you guys tomorrow. Take over Andy's class together.
Word. Yeah, this later reminds me of something. Have you seen American Graffiti
lately? Have I seen American what?
Graffiti.
Nah, I don't think I have.
Come on, it'll be lost, but I'll show you more later.
Which character in American Graffiti am I?
Old man Jack.
I'm old man Jack?
Wolf
man Jack. Well, a wolf man is much more exciting than an old man. I think I'll take that.
Oh, no, he's great. He's a radio jockey. He's a radio guy.
That's good.
He's like, I'm the wolf man. Oh, he's cool. I'll show you later.
Well, I'll tell you right now, Casey, sometimes I feel like the wolf man.
Me too. Wolf's my spirit animal.
I know. It's an animal that perhaps it's not understood, but deep down, it's a dog. It just wants to, it could be a house pet if people just wanted to make it a house pet. They're just scared.
I think, as a wolf, you kind of enjoy being a loner sometimes, but you still want to be loved.
Absolutely. I think all animals innately crave love to some extent. Love is what life's all about.
That's exactly right, Slater. We're all animals and we all want to be loved. On that note, I'm going to let you go and end your show.
Gotcha, Casey. It's been beautiful talking.
Thank all of you guys for putting
beautiful.
In so much.
Have a great night. In the Middle East.
For sure. Everywhere else, too.
Everywhere else, too, mostly, yeah.
All right. Good night.
Good night. To my youngin', we gon'
dump on you. That dirty money, I can smell the gunpowder. Alright, after this we got Valerie by Amy Winehouse coming on, and we're gonna get some low, maybe go to sleep. Money on file, and I'm sitting on that step. I'm cooking up dough, got more fish than aquarium. Bidded up a pose for a free band president. I'm counting up the toe while I'm counting up these presidents. Slide down on the new diva, that's what we about. Ride around with a 2-liter, I'm supporter. 2-seater plush, free racks in the bump. I feel goons in the cut, I treat them just like brothers. See them just like brothers, treat them just like brothers. Feel goons in the cut, treat them just like brothers. I'm 2 milligram, I forgot about my ex. I'm staying with the gang. Fill my blunt, so with petrol. Pop a couple double G's and down them with some XO. Trippin' out the bars, you forgot when you was dead, bro. Styrofoam's a mola, yeah, styrofoam's a mola. $500,000 on the ring, I'm taking Percocets. Down 5 Xanax and I pray I wake up and forget. I been with the gang, cause they love me how I am.
Shit ain't been the same, they talking about me on the ground. They say I turn my back on my baby mama, I'm on the tabs. In my hood looking up to me, I love them near the death. Even in the afterlife, one ain't a breath to me left. Yeah, to an own boss, and they call you barbarian. All I see is stars fly, bitch, I'm from Maryland. Miley on fire, and this is a nice step from cooking up dough, got more fish than aquarium. Rated up a pose for a free man president. I'm counting up the toe while I'm counting up these presidents. Slide down on the new day, but that's what we about. Riding around with a 2 liter, I'm so cold up. 2 seater plush, free racks in the bump. I feel goons in the cut, I treat them just like brothers. Treat them just like brothers, treat them just like brothers. Feel goons in the cut, treat them just like brothers. And got his hoodie with his hand in his right pocket. Hey, you got a five child, oh, it's lights out. Lights out. Hot wipe me at any power, and I win it. Got it popping, and I let them bullets shower. And I let them bullets shower, and I let them bullets shower.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your tender hip and the way you like the daggers. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Did you have to go to jail? Put your house on up for sale? Did you get a good lawyer? I hope you didn't catch a thing. I hope you find the right man who'll fix it for you. And now you're shopping, and anywhere takes the color off your hair. And now you're busy. And did you have to pay that fine that you were dodging all the time? Are you still dizzy? Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your gentle head and the way you like the dregs. I want you to come on over, stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on? Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your tender hair and the way you like the jacket. Won't you come on over and stop making a fool out of me? Why don't you come on over, Valerie?
Listening to WJRH 104.9 FM in Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania.
This was Late Night Low Fidelity with or without Slater Stark.
But I was here today.
Slater was here. Have a good night, everyone. Thanks for listening.